Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the AT Junkie podcast. My name is Bill Bullis, and today I am coming to you from my hotel room in Dallas, Texas. And I'm here in Dallas to take part in a three-day train-the-trainer workshop being done by Google and the American Foundation for the Blind. The American Foundation for the Blind is supporting it. They have done an amazing job and have brought in 20 people from around the country that are experts in assistive technology and experts in training people who are blind or who have low vision. And we're all here to learn about what Google is doing regarding accessibility and the amazing, and they've really done an amazing job. They've really done an amazing job stepping up their accessibility stuff on multiple platforms. So things like Google Chrome, if you look at the Chromebooks, which are these laptop slash tablet style devices that they're selling, a lot of them are relatively inexpensive in comparison to like your Windows laptops and stuff like that. They've stepped up their game when it comes to accessibility, and I'm here to say, as one of Google's critics, and I've been a critic, we're not going to even pretend, this training workshop is amazing. The information that I'm getting here is amazing. I think I'm being given tools that are going to help people in the future. They're definitely helping me. But as one of Google's critics, I will say, game on. They have really come a long way when it comes to accessibility. Their accessibility is starting to make more and more sense, meaning the way they handle it makes a lot of sense. With things like the Chromebook having its own built-in screen reader called ChromeVox, and ChromeVox is starting to make sense in the way that it works and in the way that the user works with it. So they're really starting to do a good job when it comes to Google Chrome. We learned a little bit about Android yesterday being the first day of the training, and I think there's some more Android on the agenda. And I gotta tell you, Android coming a very, very long way as well. I am very impressed with what they're doing with Android. I still need to test it with all the different types of apps and stuff that I use every day. One of my biggest concerns was that Android would have a hard time working with apps. And I think they've got some stuff figured out. So I'm gonna, play with it more and more, of course, but definitely have to say, game on. Well done, Google. You are officially, in my opinion, officially in the accessibility arena. And I think the products are going to work very, very well in the near future. They're already starting to work very well. But I think the future is bright for Google and for users of their products. I think our entire community is now going to have more of a choice. We're not going to be glued to one company because of their accessibility. And, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. And I'm here to say, yes, I was a critic. I'm still going to be when it needs to happen. I'm still going to be, out there telling the truth about stuff. But I will say, game on. Google has come very, very far, and I'm very impressed. And I'm grateful to be a part of this. I'm grateful to be sitting in a room full of people that I've heard about for years and years and years, people that I respect who are here doing the same thing that I'm doing, trying to educate themselves, and of course going to be educating many of you guys as the days, weeks, and months come. You guys will be getting some great information from us, and hopefully some of you will take part in some of these future trainer workshops if they come about. So definitely having a great time. I want to kind of keep this podcast short, but again, the American Foundation for the Blind has done an amazing job. They are the gold standard. They are the cornerstone of research and good professional practice in our field. I would not be the professional that I am if it were not for organizations and especially the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB. If you want to check out their website, it is afb.org. They've been doing this since 1921. And, you know, I've heard all these amazing names like Neva Fairchild. I've heard these amazing names like Matt Genesoskis, who I've known kind of fairly okay for the past few years. Matt used to work for Humanware. Amazing guy. Will Musial also works at AFB. Great guy. There's a ton of amazing staff members that I've heard about over the years, and finally getting a chance to meet those guys are, you know, it's like meeting rock stars. It's like meeting people that you've looked up to for such a long time, and you finally get to shake their hand. You finally get to listen to them live, and you know, hear how amazing they are as professionals. Feel, you know, you hear how they believe in the abilities of people who are blind. And every time you hear me do a speech, every time you sit in an audience where I'm talking to our field or talking to people about our field, one of the first things that I've always said is that I believe in the abilities of people who are blind. And here you have, you know, an organization that has definitely influenced me, doing an amazing job again. And you know, sitting there, I know that I'm in the right place. I know that this is the field for me. You know, I know that helping people who are blind is what I am here to do. And I'm going to be doing it well because of organizations like the American Foundation for the Blind. All right, so there you go. Oh, you know what? They've got a great facility here in Dallas. I strongly recommend that you take a tour if you ever have the opportunity to take a tour of the American Foundation Center on Low Vision here in Dallas. They are equipped with tons of assistive technology, tons of daily living skills. They've got it broken up into several different sections. Devices, skills, knowledge, it's all here. And I strongly recommend that you take the time to check it out if you ever have the opportunity. It is definitely, again, the gold standard, the cornerstone of what our field is supposed to do. They provide people with choice. You don't walk out with a prescription. You walk out with a better idea of what is available to you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is impressive. That is what rehab is supposed to be. You're not supposed to walk into an assistive technology center, for example, and have the specialist pick out stuff and make recommendations without you seeing as many options as you possibly can see. You're not supposed to sit in an assistive technology center and have somebody make decisions for you. You're supposed to put your hands on stuff, put your ears on it, eyes with, you know, any usable vision that you may have. You're the one that is supposed to be in the driver's seat with the assistive technology person kind of helping you along. And I really think that that's what they're doing here at AFB. I think it's a great, great thing. And I think that our field should do what I've done, is look at the leaders, take what you can from them, and use it to your advantage and to the advantage of the people that you're working with. So I'm proud to be here. I will talk to you guys again tomorrow. I'll be doing an update or a podcast on each day here at the Google Train the Trainer, and I'll be talking to you guys very, very soon. So thank you for listening. Check out our website, blindrehab.com, blindrehab.com. Buy a Braille t-shirt if you like. It'll definitely help us out. And we're making some steps to move to iTunes and all the other podcasting type services. We should be there very, very shortly. Okay, so thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. And we'll talk to you guys real soon. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.